We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. Big change today. It's hard when all these good men, hardworking men, and friends of yours are part of this nasty business sometimes of the NFL, isn't it?
Well, you're with Andy Reid for 13 years, and not only a great head coach, but a great person. Obviously, been through a lot together, both personally and professionally, and he's a great coach. He will land on his feet. We got a great coaching staff here, too, that will have opportunities, whether it's here or somewhere else, and we wish them and their families all the best. We know that this is the business we're in, but that doesn't make it any easier.
All right, let's talk about moving forward here, Howie. Let's talk about the roster first. And I think everybody wants to know about Nick Foles, and in a very objective, hard evaluation of his seven games in 2012. What do you think of this kid now, and what can he be?
Well, I think we want to be careful. I go back to the analogy I use about a starting pitcher in baseball. They go through the batting order one time, or they go through lineups of the teams in their division one time, and maybe they do really well before there's a book on them. So the things that we saw from him were promising. He's smart. He's obviously big. He's got a good arm. He makes good decisions. He can throw on the move. He's big enough to avoid pass rushers and be able to throw them off him. At the same token, he knows there are things he has to work on and get better. So with players, we know that rookies take jumps from their first year to the second year, and we're looking forward to seeing that from Nick.
So in the world of what we're talking about here, it's not inconceivable that if you have an opportunity to challenge that position, that you would bypass that opportunity. In other words, you're not going here saying, okay, we're putting all our eggs in Nick Foles' basket. Or is that to be determined?
That won't be anywhere. We're going to look for competition on this football team. You're 4-12. That's not good enough. That's not good enough for our fans. That's not good enough for the city. That's not good enough for our organization. So we have to challenge things. We have to bring in competitive people. We have to figure out the chemistry in this locker room, and we got to get it right.
Yeah, Howie, the 2012 draft, a lot of contributions, immediate starters. These kids got a lot of experience here in tough times. Is this the core that you kind of hope to build around?
You hope to. And I had a chance to meet with each and every one of them today and talk about the things that they need to do in the offseason because they have a chance to be a core group for our football team going forward. Now, we got to build on that. We got to have another one, and then we got to have another one, and we got to get back to having Eagles, guys that bleed green, that are feel pride in this city, feel pride in this football team.
The defense, you really tried to build it last year through free agency and then the draft year. Just to, I guess, maybe talk about the chemistry or what have you, but it looks to me, and we've talked about this with fans today, that side of the ball really needs to be addressed in the offseason. Agree with that?
Well, there was definitely a chemistry problem. You saw it out there, and you saw more individual contractors than independent contractors than you saw guys playing as a team. And when you met with the players this morning, when I met with the players, that was the thing a lot of them talked about is how do we get back to being a team? How do we get back to playing Eagles football? And so we have things that we have to do to address that, and that's on the forefront of our mind. We're not sitting here saying we're great and that everything's okay, but we're going to work at it.
Yeah, that's the kind of message I get, that internally, hey, we all know that there's a lot of work to be done, right? I mean, this is a great challenge ahead.
It's a great challenge, a great opportunity, and obviously it starts with the head coach. And so that head coaching search will start now, and we'll go and we'll find, as Jeffrey just said, a dynamic leader and somebody that we've outlined a lot of the characteristics we're looking for. And after that, I think other things will fall into place.
First time you've been part of the process, Howie. Hey, got to be a great, great, exciting time. I mean, this is a chance to really – Jeffrey's always built – fired Rich Kotite, got Ray Rhodes. Fired Ray Rhodes, got Andy Reid. Andy Reid, 10 years done. Now let's go get the next
– Let's go find the next one for 14 years again. What an incredible tenure and run of success that we had with Coach. And we're looking forward to finding the next leader. As we talked about today, change is good for on both sides, you know, and Coach will have a great opportunity somewhere else. And we're looking forward to getting the next people, and there's a lot of exciting people out there. I don't know how long the timeline will be of it, but personally, being in the league 14 years, having the first opportunity to do this, I'm excited about that.
Howie, can talk a little bit about the draft because everybody gets so excited about the draft. Fourth pick in the first round, is that the way it looks right now?
That's the pick
we
will have.
Okay. So tease me here. I'm not saying necessarily name names, but we're talking about a nice spot. Terrible 4-12 record. Not happy about that.
Right.
But when you start over here, number four is not a bad place to start. Is it a deep draft here when you look at it right now?
I think throughout the draft, it is deep. When you look at the top 10 picks, it's going to be affected by who comes out. You see that every year. The juniors who come out affect the draft order and who's picked where. So we got to see that after the bowl games come, when all these players come out, who's going to be available. But there will be a really good player, a guy who can be a Pro Bowl player at the fourth pick. There's no doubt about that.
All right. And then so what happens with you now? Are you going full bore into the coaching thing, and then how do you balance that with the scouting for the draft?
We have great scouting staff here, and I think that some people that we want to introduce to our fans throughout the next few weeks, guys that have a tremendous amount of experience in this league, guys that we have unique backgrounds, and we're going to rely on them as well. We've spent a lot of time on the draft and free agency up to this point. I think we'd be prepared to go if it was right now. Lucky for us, we got a long time to go, so we'll get together, but this isn't only about me. This is about our staff here, our personnel staff, and I'm very confident about the
people
we
have. Last question. How would you describe the state for now? And by the way, Howie will be with us throughout the offseason. He'll be made available a lot, and we appreciate that very much, and fans do as well. The state of the salary cap as far as the Eagles are right now, how would you describe that situation?
Well, we were able to push forward a lot of money from last year into next year's cap, and we are strong going forward. Okay. We will have the ability to make whatever moves we need. Again, the key to us is maintaining our core players and going back to draft and develop and having those guys become players that the city can build around and feel comfortable are going to be here for a long time.
Howie Roseman, go get him.
Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
Man. Thanks so much.
Happy
New
Year.
Howie Roseman, you got it. And that's Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.